You are listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was the news fans had been hoping to hear. Steve Yzerman coming home to the Detroit Red Wings to be the new general manager and executive vice president. Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. And John, I don't know about you, but I did not pick up one whiff of grumbling or criticism about this move. Just what is it about Steve Yzerman? People seem to universally like him, whether they are Wings fans or not.
Think about how long have we been talking about sports? It never, ever, ever works out this way. Harbaugh coming back to Michigan, good as a savior, by half the state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not by the Spartan fans and so on. This has been a uniformly well-received and well-executed transition. This almost never happens.
Why do you call this well-executed?
For a few reasons. First of all, as far as the magnitude of what just happened, I was thinking about this as you and I talked over the weekend. In the last 40 years, there are probably 4 days you can circle as the most important in Wings history. Ilitch is buying the franchise, drafting Yzerman.
I remember hearing Steve Yzerman. Yeah.
Back in 82, yeah. Clearly essential. Hiring Scotty Bowman and then hiring Yzerman again. And those are the four pillars, in my opinion. Why was it so well received? Why was it so executed? Ken Holland is the answer.
Why?
Well, he's been the longtime GM and done, in my opinion, a phenomenal job, all the playoff runs and so on. But he put his own ego aside, hired Yzerman, and still going to be in the front office to help him out. But it takes a guy like that to make the transition work.
Which, my understanding is, that's what Jimmy Devolano did for Ken Holland. Stepped aside and let him move in.
A good model. Ken Holland is a bigger man than most, frankly. He's 5'8". He's my he's my size. But for a confident guy, he's had very little ego about this stuff.
Well, during the press conference when he was introduced Friday as a general manager, Yzerman asked fans to be patient. Are they going to be patient? Does that Yzerman aura buy him a lot of good grace?
It buys him some. As you've noticed, patience is the least common of all the traits of any sports fan. He needs 3 or 4 years at least. They're going to give him 2 before they start carping about this or that. But it's basically a full rebuild, and it's worse than a full rebuild. When you're at the bottom of the league, you get the top draft pick, right? They're not at the bottom. They can't even lose right. They're losing the bottom third, not good enough. So he needs to do a lot of wheeling and dealing to get this team where it needs to be. And also, as you and I have talked about the last couple of years, they have no style of play right now. They're not a defensive team. They're not an offensive team. They're not a hitting team. They're not a skating team. They have no identity. So that takes 2 or 3 years also to stamp that.
Yet, Yzerman said on Friday he supported the recent 2-year contract extension for coach Jeff Blashill.
He has no choice.
Okay, so he's got that. So thinking of what he did in his years in Tampa Bay, which, you know, they made the playoffs, but they never won a Stanley Cup during his time there. But what might we expect from him? What do we know about him that's going to tell us what kind of leader and manager he'll be?
Well, to give him more credit also, they got the Lightning to the Stanley Cup Finals. This last year, they won the President's Cup, which is the best team in the NHL during the regular season. They tied his own record with 62 wins during the season. Now, you got shootouts and so on now, a little cheesy. But he had it put together a phenomenal organization, not just a good one. What can they expect? They can expect a lot of trades. You have to have a better farm system feeder to make this work. You can't get them all through trades. It's too expensive with the salary cap. You have to get some cheap young players.
And grow them.
And grow them.
Which is, I guess, why he and Holland are off to Sweden.
That's right. Well, what was the key to the Red Wings? I mean, getting
the
guys
Russian
like
five.
Russian five, Lidstrom, a 9th round pick. You have to get some sleepers out there that no one else sees.
Yeah, and it made me wonder when you think about what was done by Devolano getting started with that whole Russian five. Can you catch lightning in a bottle like that again?
It's harder because the Wings have already done it. So everyone knows, oh, that's how you do it. So they're doing it too. So it's not as simple as it was in some ways 20 years ago. But Yzerman's a smart guy. He's also, by the way, for being a sweet person, a kind, calm soul, he is insanely, intensely competitive. You can smash his face and he comes back for the next game. So don't think for a second that losing is okay with this guy.
So what do you think? How long will it be before Detroit Red Wings fans will be seeing the team playing at this time of the year?
2 years.
All right.
2 years, maybe 3. But by year 4 and 5, they'll have a machine.
And he did point out some good building blocks, Dylan Larkin, AA, some of the other players that
exactly.
He feels he's got something to work with, but you need to
Put it all together. And look, The goal here is not to make the playoffs. They've done that many times. He wants to build the kind of team that he was playing on, the kind that will go deep into the playoffs and win the thing. Not the same thing.
Michigan Radio sports commentator, John Eubank. And John, thanks so much.
Thank you.